Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I just got back from New York City.
So I understand. And are you going to share some of the details?
Just catching up on a few odds and ends. I had not seen Death of a Salesman, which won the Tony for the best revival with Nathan Lane and Laurie Metcalf as the Lomans.
And you got to see the original cast there.
Yeah, they're all still in it. Laurie Metcalf is as wonderful as everyone says that she is, and the play still packs a powerful wallop. So that was worth getting to see if you can get down for that. And then I wanted to catch Ragtime with the replacement actor playing Colehouse, Mr. Clay, in the role, and I got to see that, and that is a very handsome production at Lincoln Center, and for a limited time. And then a new musical I was very curious about by Jennifer Nettles, the country music person, and this is called Julia, with a G, G-U-I, Julia, Poison Queen of Palermo. And this is about a real-life 17th century female serial killer. Sounds gruesome, doesn't it? But what happens is she's a widow who remarries and the new husband is abusive, and she sort of tolerates this until he moves in on her teenage daughter. She works as an apothecary with herbs and potions and so forth, and she has a poison and she kills him. And then she finds that other women are coming to her for things like bruises from being abused by husbands, and she helps them take care of their problems the same way. And soon she has taken out a lot of Palermo's finest citizens. And that is the story of this musical. Down at the Perlman Performing Arts Center, which is down by the World Trade Center, totally redeveloped down there, double the population that it had at 9/11, this beautiful, beautiful theater, and this production, which is going to get some further development, but they're hoping to bring it into Broadway. Very, very exciting.
Sounds great. Well, speaking of trips to New York, you're headed off there in December. The official title is The Holiday Tour?
Holiday Magic. I think it's New York City Holiday Magic. Yeah. Well, BTPM, NPR, the travel club, you know, we're going in September to Funny Girl at the Shaw Festival. And if people still want to go on that trip, there's still just a little bit of time, but you have to do it this week. You've got to do it before the 22nd to get in on the Funny Girl trip, September 10th. We are going to have a fabulous time. But then in December, we're taking a luxury coach bus down to New York City. We're staying at the Edison Hotel. We're going to see Schmigadoon. We're going to see the Radio City Music Hall Christmas Spectacular. We're going to see the Frick Collection. For those who are interested, I am certainly going to see a couple more plays that are off the itinerary, but I'm happy to take anyone along. And so we're doing that December 8th to 11th. Sounds like holiday magic to me. You can find that on the BTPM Travel Club website.
Sounds great. So locally, everything that was is now closed, except for Fools and Foes, the touring Shakespeare in Delaware Park production. They always really come alive in the weeks between the first and second main stage production. So that's worth checking out. And speaking of the second main stage production, it's The Taming of the Shrew.
It is. And we're all curious to see how they address the undeniable problems of The Taming of the Shrew in 2026.
The word I use is, it's cringy. So I've been asking everybody, how are they going to get around the cringiness? And one rumor I heard is they're going to present it as Commedia dell'arte, very stylized. And I think that would work because it'll be sort of at a distance.
Well, that should work because it's been done before. I will never forget that 1976 American Conservatory Theater production out of San Francisco.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you'll never forget? Were you even born then?
Yes. I saw it on television with Mark Singer stripped to the waist and wearing tights as Petruchio and lovely Friede Ulster as Caterina. That was highly influential, directed by William Ball and Kirk Browning, purely in the Commedia dell'arte style. You can find that online. The conceit is, from the beginning, she finds him sexually attractive. Well, as every man, woman, and child in 1976 found Mark Singer. So when she comes out, she signals to the audience right away that he is for her. And so the rest of the interplay between them, it's sort of like that bickering couple that's crazy about each other. So there's an element of role play about the banter between them. And by the conclusion, she has cleverly and successfully gotten everything she wants. That was the conceit of that production, and it worked very, very handsomely.
Well, I can see that definitely working handsomely.
Yeah. But it's not the only thing in town.
Desiderio's
goes all summer long out at Desiderio's, an old-fashioned family murder. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.